Communications and Information Management Program, abbreviated CIM, is a graduate program whose curriculum was designed for adult learners. These students are mature and adept at metacognition. In other words, they have the ability to think about what they are doing and how they are doing it. These capabilities allow them to be more involved in what they're learning because they can see its relevance. My students also come from a variety of academic disciplines, backgrounds, work environments, and experiences. As the students are adults, I subscribe to the adult learning theory of andragogy. Adult learners place value on being able to tap into prior experience and bring their individual experiences to guide in their educational pursuits. The CIM learners need to know why they should learn and are driven by internal motives and will learn if they want to learn. They set their own goals for the program and want to know how learning will benefit their lives and careers. Adult learners learn best when they know that the knowledge has immediate value for them. The richness of their past experiences serve as a foundation for their learning. These students are self-directed individuals and want to take charge of the learning journey. They want to feel in control. They find relevance in learning which aligns with their workplace realities. Typically, the learning activities that I provide are very hands-on and are not reliant on me as an instructor. Holistic systems thinking and the ability to make connections between functional areas of the business is the hallmark of the CIM program. The objective of the program is to create holistic thinking leaders who have the ability to make connections between functional areas of business. When I evaluated Posner's 5 theoretical perspectives in relationship to the CIM curriculum, the most closely related theoretical perspective was constructivism. Constructivism is not only one theory, but a coalescence of many instructional pathways. It was originally created from the developmental and cognitive approaches of Piaget, combined with situated cognition theory. It incorporates perspectives on interactional and cultural nature of learning by Bruner, Vygotsky, as well as the philosophical approaches of Dewey, Goodman, Derrida, Foucault, von Glasserfeld, and Kuhn. The starting point of connectivism is the individual. Personal knowledge is comprised of a network which feeds into organizations and institutions, which in turn feeds back into the network, and then continue to provide learning to the individual. The archetype of constructivism as a paradigm presupposes that learning is an active and constructive process. This pairs well with adult learning theory. Learners need to be involved in meaningful activities and be able to apply their learning to meaningful experiences. In constructivism, the learner manipulates the information presented into a context that is relevant and applicable to their individual goals. The objective reality of the learner is used to create context, and the learners will actively construct their own subjective image of reality. New content is linked to the learner's prior knowledge, experience, and goals. In constructivism, students are not passively involved in knowledge, but are actively prioritizing the individual goals and selecting ways to gain that knowledge. There are many applications of constructivism in the CIM program. In fact, the CIM program was originally designed to create a pathway for students to rise above their siloed positions in business and into the management of the enterprise. The program learning outcomes were deliberately written to be broad enough to accommodate all learners and their own personalized goals. From the program learning outcomes that incorporate individual learners' definitions of success, goals, and outcomes, to the classroom applications that curriculum is presented whole to part and big concepts are emphasized, the concepts in constructivism are intimately integrated into the CIM classrooms. Curriculum is designed around the learner's interests and questions. Course materials use primary sources of data and include massive amounts of manipulative materials because these multisensory tools represent the content in more than one way. This provides the learners with additional learning opportunities. the CIM learners can select the content that is personal to their unique learning style. When submitting assignments, CIM learners are also encouraged to explore new media modalities that they haven't tried before. The curriculum for the program incorporates instructional flexibility and options that are not only good for learners who typically experience difficulties in the classroom, but for all learners. Learners have different strengths, weaknesses, learning preferences, backgrounds, and experiences. The learner's self-awareness of the knowledge construction process is cultivated. This is similar to metacognition from a cognitive information processing perspective. The faculty are advisors, consultants, and friendly experts. Faculty generally behave in an interactive manner, mediating the environment for the learners. Constructivist instructors engage learners to participate actively using interesting questions and engaging problems. The discussion topics and format used in the course creates an environment that encourages students to present expertise, present information, and debate a variety of topics. Faculty intervention is limited to advisory comments and added expertise. A discussion about constructivism would not be complete without mentioning the Universal Design for Learning framework, because it relates to the multiple modes of representation of the constructivist learning condition. Universal Learning Design for Learning, or UDL for short, views curriculum as being a barrier to student learning. The one-size-fits-all approach does not take into account the unique needs within a group of learners. Educators attempt to modify learning material to meet the needs of all students, which can be inefficient and ineffective. Barriers to learning are intentionally reduced by building into the curriculum varying ways to present the information, assess what students know, and engage them. UDL considers diverse learning needs from the planning stage of developing instructional activities and materials, rather than trying to find workaround solutions for individual learners during instruction. By the way, the Center for Applied Special Technology, better known as CAST, C-A-S-T, founded UDL and has been the dominant organization in researching and developing ways that technology can be used to create enhanced learning experiences for all learners. The primary premise is that instructional flexibility and options are good for all. All learners have different strengths, weaknesses, learning preferences, and backgrounds of experience. So, to sum it up, knowledge is constructed by learners as they attempt to make sense of their experiences. Learners are active and have ownership of their learning. Faculty provide expert guidance, and critical thinking occurs when the faculty steps into the facilitator role. So remember, this does not mean that there is no curriculum. It means that the curriculum is individualized for each learner.